On December 3rd, the 16-member Contemporary Baseball Era Committee voted to elect former manager Jim Leland to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Leland, who needed 12 votes for election, received 15 of the 16 committee votes. During Leland's career as a major league manager, his teams won 1,769 games. They finished in first place six times, won three pennants, and won World Series. Leland started his career with the Pittsburgh Pirates, where in 1990 he won his first of three Manager of the Year awards, then left Pittsburgh to manage the Miami Marlins, where he won the World Series in 1997. After a brief stint with the Colorado Rockies, he moved on to the Detroit Tigers, where his teams won pennants in 2006 and 2012.
I can't thank baseball enough. It's been my life, and I owe a lot of this to the game itself. So I'm very proud, very touched, very flattered, and very humbled, to be honest with you.
On January 21st, the Hall of Fame announced the results of the Baseball Writers of America balloting to elect the players who will join Jim Leland on July 21st at the induction ceremony in Cooperstown. They selected Adrian Beltre, Joe Mauer, and Todd Helton. Not eligible for election this year was baseball's all-time home run king Barry Bonds, who was haunted by rumors and accusations of his use of steroids during and after his career. The controversial Bonds is also the player who most defined Jim Leland's reputation and character as a manager because of a confrontation between Leland and Bonds that happened in spring training, just before the opening of the 1991 season. Bonds had played brilliantly since joining the Pirates in 1986, but he had become so arrogant and obnoxious that his behavior had become intolerable. Despite winning the 1990 National League MVP Award, Bonds was so disliked by Pittsburgh fans and sports writers that Pittsburgh's Post-Gazette sports columnist Gene Collier, noting that the winter Pirate Fest was approaching, wrote that the Pirates should set up a separate booth for Bonds so that he could charge insults, $2, sneers, $2.50, random episodes of unconscionable rudeness, $5, brief self-absorbed tirade, $7, extended infantile tirade, $10. After the Pirates won the Eastern Division title in 1990, their 1991 spring training camp should have been free of controversy. But Bonds, after losing his salary arbitration, was unhappy and determined to spread his unhappiness by bitterly complaining in the clubhouse and ignoring reporters' requests for an interview. Bonds' ill behavior finally reached a boiling point when he got into a shouting match with Pirate coach Bill Verdon during an outfield drill. When Leland heard the commotion, he raced onto the outfield and confronted Bonds. In what was described as a profanity-laced shouting match, Leland, when challenged by Bonds, ordered him to get off the field and go home. Afterwards, Bonds, in the clubhouse, told reporters that he didn't care if the incident hurt his reputation. "I'm just going to play baseball." Leland, after he cooled down, called the confrontation just a family squabble, but the Pirates manager was praised around the baseball world for standing up to Bonds. Sparky Anderson, Detroit Tigers manager, claimed that Leland saved a lot of people a lot of problems. He told a reporter that Leland showed a lot of courage. What Leland did, he did for everyone. Nearly a decade ago, while I was working on a book with my son Stephen, that was eventually published in 2017 as the slide Leland Bonds and the Star-Crossed Pittsburgh Pirates, I had the opportunity to interview Jim Leland. At the end of the interview, when I carefully asked him about his relationship with Bonds, he said that they had become dear friends. On July 21st, Leland will enter the Baseball Hall of Fame, but Barry Bonds, his old antagonist and now dear friend, we'll have to wait until he becomes eligible again to see if the baseball world, like Leland, is willing to overlook his transgressions and forgive him. While Leland will be embraced at Cooperstown this summer, the exiled and unfrustrated Bonds will still be on the outside looking in. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.